I'd like to call a regular meeting of the Water Wastewater Committee to order. Can I get a roll call, please?
Roll call to take it, let the record show, all members are present.
Fantastic. So this is the time of our public meeting where we invite the public to speak on any, during public comments on any item that's not agendized. So if there's anybody that has a subject matter they would like to address the committee on that's not on our agenda today, this will be the time for you to speak. Is there anybody that has, how did I was gonna guess that. Come on up, Gert. Anybody on the list?
There is a difference in the answers.
Okay. Hey, what's happening? Long time no see.
I know. Good to be back. I just have one sort of question to throw out there. I know it's been kind of in the news, this forever chemical stuff. Are we testing for that? Are we looking for that in our water, or is that not really an issue for us?
That would be a question that you'd be more than happy to address staff with during the week, and they will take you to the person that maybe can answer that question. The board doesn't, the committee doesn't have an answer, and you don't do
questions. Yeah, one of these guys behind me might, you know.
Yes, Aaron can probably answer that for you after the meeting, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt. Anybody online?
There has been no answer raised.
Okay. How many people online do we have?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I will close public comment and move on to approval of the minutes.
I make a motion to approve.
And I second and approve. Okay, updates. What do we got for wastewater? Do we have any?
Updates are Aaron. So we'll give a water update or a project.
You got the update floor. Both wastewater and water there. Aaron. How are you doing?
Finally.
Having my difficulties?
Yeah, I don't need it. Like, you know, it's sad.
Okay, I won't. All right, Sam.
So just go ahead. Just some quick updates.
You want a little bit?
Yeah, you might be able to, they can't hear you.
There we go. All right, so just some quick updates. For wastewater, as I just heard before this meeting started, we're asking for Stantec to do a change to our permit. Anthony, his team, Veolia, we were getting some violations of total coliform paints going over our limits, and they were very sporadic, almost for no rhyme or reason. We were very good at not having them before, and then within the last year and a half, random dates, we would get spikes. They did some diagnosis, some troubleshooting, and found out that the parcel next to us on the west side, there's some storage of some animal feed. And when the weather conditions are just right and they're loading up their trucks, we get their particulates in our UV channel where we take our total coliform samples. And it was giving us over the limits. So we've asked, or Anthony has asked Gregory Harris for a permit change instead of testing the total coliform, it would be fecal or E. coli, which is more of your fecal coliform, not coliform found in soils and foods and grasses and stuff like that. So it's a much more better testing method, hopefully, if approved, gets us out of the overland range. We're also working on villages 2 and 4 pump station rehabilitation. Basically, there's some pumps, the channels, the guide rails, more or less, that the pumps go up and down on, are broken. We also have, we think, to be concrete in one of the discharge pipes. We have chains that are not working very well, and the well itself, the well casing itself, just needs to be clean and coated. So we're working on getting that stuff together. And then on the water side, well A is currently out for bid. We have a pre-bid meeting on site May 9th, and then the bids are due in the 21st. We're expecting that the whole project to take about a year and a half to completion.
This is for the above ground stuff?
Yes.
Right.
The well is already there, we just need the facilities around. filter project at a meeting today at 3 o'clock. There has been a redesign to the backwash supply. Before we were moving into the south side of the plant, hopefully underground, and found some more utilities and stormwater in the way. So we're bringing it now to the north side, hugging the building, but now we're moving that entire planter box, or the trees, the dirt, the soap, the curb. So we still have driving access back there. That project's picking back up May 13th, so this coming Monday. And the now expected finish date is middle of June. So.
When did you find out?
Today.
At 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Yeah, because I heard something different this morning, so that's why I'm asking. You're talking about some of that you can't move. That's where all of our pipes come up out of the ground. Where are you gaining access?
It's just where the backwash pipe is currently. It's literally in the middle of that drive.
Right.
We're bringing it to the north, running along the building to attach to the discharge pipe there, instead of going all the way to the fence line.
On the south end of the building, or over on the
south end of the building?
Okay.
The building, but it's the north side of that.
I understand.
Pathway. Fun stuff. Let's see. The sand point underwater crossing, the pipe upgrade, basically their sand point that goes over to Newport. Working on that, we found out some information with the HDDP, the directional drilling pipe, that it's going to fall outside of the easements. And so they're making some modifications or designs to see how they can better come in and attack that angle to get to fall within our easements. Because it comes out of Sandpoint, between the holes, and then it does almost a 45 over the airport and lands in that hole.
Legally, that may make it intentional when I said legally. Legally, if we need more area temporarily that's outside of our easement, is there a process to make that happen with regards to existing homeowners? Or is that, am I off base on that?
I believe there is, and that's kind of something they're
talking about.
Yeah, they're trying to avoid that by looking at redesigns and stuff, but yes, that is one of the options.
You're in on this deal, though, right?
Yeah, so we're talking about temporary.
We would probably have to like maybe pull landscaping and trench and then, or drill, and then put landscaping back in, or we have tractors, right? Or we have access to it with our vehicles or our guys or something.
Yeah, temporary construction.
We just have to put it back to the condition we found it. We did that with well 7 when we had to go on that guy's driveway and tear that guy's driveway up.
That's right.
Okay, so there's a solution to get that done, because that's important.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The Marlin Marina underwater crossing, that is WR Ford on the general contracting bid for that. We had a company come out and reach us about the letter. Another company, we thought it was a sole proprietary type of system, and then another liner system came out to us and said, hey, we're very interested to do that job as well. We want to bid on it. We can do it cheaper than what we see in your bid specs. So now we're going out to bid for a liner. So that's what that's at.
And same basic liner still.
Same basic liner. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. WR4, we reached out to them, and they're okay with it. They have no issues with us prolonging and doing the whole bid process for the
We talked about that though.
Already. Yeah, we've already discussed that. But fine, thank you. There's times when I don't want to ask things. We don't know if I can ask much.
If you've had the chance to drive down Newport, you probably noticed that the north side of that ditch that we used to own has now been cleaned.
Yeah.
The Newport development out there is taking their steps to move forward. That ditch was cleaned by Rick and Hunter, did a great job. And we're currently waiting for, we were receiving some of their submittals from the Newport development, but it wasn't exactly following our standards. So we've asked them to step back and follow the guidelines of how to do the submittals. So we're waiting to get those back.
We have a time for that. I mean, it's just been sitting there as a, which is good. They've got their land built up, and they built up, and it's settling, and it's what it needs to be. But they, for a construction start, when they're going to start trenching, first thing they got to do is the offsite work. They got to come in and trench.
So before they can even do that, they got to know what materials to put in the ground. That's the whole point of their submittals.
They have to what?
Submit what kind of material they can use.
Okay.
So once we get all that greenlit, they're going to start putting that stuff in the ground.
And did they resolve that issue of connecting to the lift station?
Yes.
That access they needed?
Yes. Okay. That's all they did say.
You said something, wastewater, I want to go back. No, that's, we're good. Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks, Aaron. Oh, it's me. I'm on that. Okay. Wait for someone to do something. We're at item E, discussion. Item number one, E1, discussion and possible feedback regarding the mobile modular contract. I am going to turn this over to staff to give us what they have on this.
So as you recall, March 6th, 2024, the Wastewater Committee had a presentation by Mobile Modular. At that presentation, we came up with two scenarios. One was option 4, which was a new building here at this community center site. And the second option was recreated as 7A, putting a modular at the existing district office site. Since that time, we did a presentation at the board meeting. And at that board meeting, we kind of recommended that this site at the community center would be a good site to have the new office building. Reason being is that if we need to reduce growth or we need to add another tank, the site over at the district office would be a little bit more difficult. So on April 3rd, after that presentation, we received our quote from Mobile Modular, which includes programmer response phase services, the schematic design phase service, and the construction documents phase service, all for $451,000 to start that project. If we agree to move forward with this and bring it to the board, then I would ask the committee to recommend that we move forward with utilizing the district building at this site, and that would negate and eliminate all other options that remain on the table.
We've finally gotten through all the options, whether we liked it or not, or not the way we wanted to or not.
Can you repeat what you just said?
Sure.
Sorry. I was like intensely listening to numbers, and I feel like I missed something before I asked another question.
Yeah. So this proposal in front of you would put the district office built here at this site.
Okay.
If the board chooses to move forward with this design and spend the $450,000 to start the project, that would eliminate all other options and call them non-viable.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, thank you. And you
I'm confused.
But I would like to discuss this as a committee.
Yeah, I would too.
Because we've been through so much and so many options for so long.
And I feel like
here is where we are.
Yep.
Are we okay with where we are? I mean, we don't have that much of a choice, but
I feel like, yes.
We've eliminated all the other options. It may not even be, well, for me, it's not the option I prefer, but circumstances beyond our control left us with this. In the long run, the delay gave us time to take a breath and get input from our team, including Mike Uraka, to say, hey guys, going forward, you're gonna have a water situation you're gonna have to address, and it's probably not good to lock yourself into something that you're taking away space you may need for future growth for infrastructure. And therefore, this became the last and only option.
Correct.
Okay.
About that water option, it's not a problem, but we want to look for a secondary water source, and that could potentially be using.
Call it a challenge.
Correct.
Or it's just forward thinking. It's what we need to look at with 2,300 or 2,800 homes or whatever is going in.
So it's not something that's going to happen immediately. we're looking at like a 5, 10, 15, 20 year plan. And when we do that, we're being proactive in how we're establishing our office buildings and like how we're going to support that. And so while the cheaper option may be to put something right back to where we are, when we look at it over the course of 10 years or 20 years, we're going to end up spending more money because that's going to be null and void at some point because we're going to need that space and we'll be back to where we're at right now.
I would, yeah, I've used the term, not legally, I've used the term we're land use. I would use that word for us. Our own personal land use, not land use, countywide, but for our own use of our assets, we have decided that our team has come to us and said, guys, I don't really think you want to lock in the last piece of property you have at your major water treatment plant if you need to look at alternatives. It's not that much more expensive to build it over here.
And I think it gives us options for future planning.
We have land here. It gives us probably a lot more flexibility. So I would say then that the committee would like to finally make a recommendation for a final resting place for the office building, provided that the board, as the board looks at the contract, and our recommendation is to move forward with the contract for Mobile Modular at that point, understanding that the committee's recommending that it be done right here.
Yes.
Is that complicated or is that?
So we're saying yes to moving forward with the Mobile Modular contract to start the planning phases of this.
Yeah, and
you're saying yes to bring to the board meeting.
Yeah,
for a
to
decision.
Do that.
You're recommending bringing it to the board.
It's kind
yes.
of a double approval. It, you're going to approve the site as well as the contract to start the process.
I'd like to say a kudos to staff because I think you did a very nice job of presenting to the committee what your plans were, and I know we both have been very kind of out of it in going through this process, so thank you for letting us see that and making sure that we're making good fiscal decisions and not just quick decisions.
I agree 100%. We asked a lot of you guys with all the different options and the continual change and the efforts you put in. And you put a lot of effort into one option and then have to change gears.
Directions.
So I agree 100% with what I was saying. You guys have been awesome for doing that. So that addresses that issue from our standpoint. I would like to open it up to public comment as it is an item, right?
Yeah. Before you go to public comment, the only thing that they should be aware of is at this point in time, what we're doing is we're going through all of the details as to the transaction with Mobile Modular.
I understand.
The process to get there. But as far as anything else, that will be kind of done at a staff level. And so that when it makes its way to the board level, we'll have those things
You'll make sure that what we're approving is legal, basically what you're saying.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any comment from the floor first? Yeah, I'd love to hear what you have to say, Kurt, because it's been a long time going through this process, and you've been pretty active in it. So what you got for us?
I was active, early on, and then I sort of stepped away. And it looks like I'm back right at a pivotal moment.
You understand what's going on then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been reading
on the
audio on the website coming out to speed. It looks like it's a $4 million, roughly $3.5 or $4 million building, excluding the site work, right? So factor that in. And I think from the last time that was a substantial amount too. So it's like another $3 million or whatever.
Not quite, but we're guessing somewhere in that neighborhood.
And then we're talking consulting fees, and so
parking lots. And
So we're at like $9-10 million.
No,
I don't think.
Contingency
I'm looking more like around $7 million, but we don't know until we get those numbers.
This is right. We don't know, but we're kind of with this $400,000. We're kind of committing ourselves.
We are committing ourselves because we can't. We can't exist in that facility. I mean, we're going to have to try to suffer through another summer out there.
No, I'm with you, and I'm all for the building. I'm all for including the boardroom as well. I think we should do that now. Today, earlier today, in the committee, this place was full. It was a pickleball issue. This place was absolutely full. So, I think it's a good idea to do that now.
Okay. I appreciate your input on that. That's, I know somebody else that kind of feels that way too, so.
We appreciate that.
Thank you. We'll see what direction that goes and how feasible that is and what the price.
My only thing, in addition, is that I think we should, if the opportunity exists, we should make it look good, right? Put a facade up front, big logo, steamboat, something that makes it
There's an aesthetic upgrade to having it here as opposed to hiding it back there.
And
we will incur some expenses with regards to finishes, structure, how it looks.
Yeah.
It's good. We want, something that the town should be proud of. This is where our meetings are. This is where our staff, this is our district office.
Right.
And we need to be proud of it. We don't want it to look like the existing building sitting on this over here.
The other thing too, they gave it to us at the last meeting, but I think it's posted as additional material. They did a presentation and they went through and showed some pictures of some other things and what that aesthetics looked like. So, I think they have a good base for making it look pretty.
Good.
Is that all you got for us?
That's it.
Great, thank you for that input. Good input, appreciate it. All right, that concludes. Anything online?
No answers.
Okay. That concludes E1. E2 is Veolia's Third Amendment. I'm a Second Amendment guy. What's the Third Amendment? Who's doing that presentation?
I'm going to pass that to our legal counsel.
Sure. So thank you, members of the wastewater committee. So this item here is being that the TMAC plant has now been completed and it's coming online, Veolia has approached the town to renegotiate the terms of the agreement, and the last terms of the agreement, I believe, our facilities were from 2016. So given the fact that we've had some change in assets, the Veolia has taken this as an opportunity to update the exhibit with where our assets are. So our assets are, at this point, wastewater treatment plant 1, wastewater treatment plant 2, and then there's various other assets that go along with that, but the two that are most important are plant 1 and plant 2. Plant 1, for all intents and purposes, is being decommissioned. And that's going to continue along its process. But plant 2 now has additional oxygens that are going to come online, or if they're not already online, that Veolia has been taking care of. So what they've done is they've proposed this amendment to us. The amendment does a few different things. One of the things is it amends the compensation structure. So the compensation means how much you're going to be paying Veolia to perform these services, and then it also has an adjustment formula going forward to adjust the annual fee. The compensation that they're proposing is about $300,000 in excess of what we're paying at this moment in time now, to a total of $2,182,325.10. That's the annual fee.
That's what it would be.
That's what they're proposing that it's going to be.
And currently it's about 1.8?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So staff has done a little bit of looking around as to whether or not that's in line with market conditions, and we've gotten some feedback saying that it is within market condition for that fee. Now, that fee is not set, none of this is set in stone.
Understood.
And we're still negotiating, but that's the fee that they're proposing. So that's kind of the top line thing going through this. They wanted to amend a few provisions in the agreement with regards to our plant manager as to having a designated plant manager, so having at this moment in time. And one of the things that we've sent back to their people, we had a provision in there that, if you remember when Bernie left, we had another plant manager come in that just didn't gel well with town staff. So we had a provision in our agreement, it's still in our agreement, that we could make a request of you all to say, hey, we'd like to have a new plant manager.
Yeah.
And they have 3 months to comply with that, and we go through a process, we participate in interviews.
Mm-hmm.
What we're recommending, or what we're requesting, is that, hey, we'll go ahead and support the, identifying the plant manager, and then they've got another one, plant operator. The operator is the person who carries the license that for a grade we're recommending that that provision stay in, that we still continue to have some sort of control as to growth.
Based on the history, I can't say that I have to admit that I would want to really, I would not want to absolve us or take us out of that.
Yeah, and the way I characterized it to him was that, you know, this is, you know, because the town runs, you know, we're a small staff, and the small staff is operates pretty, you know, dovetails pretty nicely with what Veolia does, being able to rely on each other for information and for access, that that's just kind of a customer service thing. So we don't see that as controversial, but we'll see what they say. Moving down in the agreement.
Did they want to eliminate that?
Yes.
Did they give a reason why?
I'm assuming it's for continuity purposes and control of the business. So just like if you hired somebody like at your home and a plumber shows up and you don't like that plumber, they're going to perform the service. That's all I can think of. They just want to maintain control of their operation.
Probably a relatively unusual clause in their they probably don't have that same clause in a lot of their contracts.
I would imagine that's probably true.
But we have grandfathered in, and our history with Veolia continues to grow, and grows in a positive way. It started with, I'll always go back to this history, because I was there. It goes back with them bailing us out of a lawsuit. And we developed this relationship. We put them out to bid several times. We always come back and say, and even through that, we had some pretty horrendous times with management over there, and that's why I'm not willing to take that out at this point. I would not want to take it out. And so hopefully that won't be a deal breaker.
Yeah, I'm not sensing it's a deal breaker, but yeah, I've got a comment back from Veolia's legal.
So we're telling you how we feel as a water wastewater community. Can he take that recommendation back? He really doesn't have to go through the board to agree with what we're saying.
No, this is a staff level at this point.
Okay.
We're still negotiating the agreement.
So the committee would not be comfortable taking that clause out.
Tom,
go get a lawyer.
Yes. So moving through, so we've just talked about the compensation increase. The other thing that was in there was they had a formula for increasing the annual fee. So their increase had, you know, it gave us not a lot of certainty so that we could put out budget plans. So what we recommended was a cap. They agreed to the cap, and they're at a minimum 3% and a maximum or minimum of 2%, maximum of 5%. So that's relatively standard for us. So that means that, and it's all tied to one of these indices for these indexes for the Bureau of Labor Statistics puts out. So they run that through cost of living. If it's zero, let's say it's zero or negative.
Yeah, is that economic driven?
Yes, all economic driven.
So it's in the instability of the world that we live in today, we did put a cap on it anyway, but it could, you never know.
That's right. So now there's a cap of 5%. So the most that it can go up in 1 year is 5%. The minimum it's going to go up each year is 2%. So even if there's
automatic.
It's not automatic, they have the ability to. When they do their fee, they can not apply without the unusual. So you can bet on 2%.
So if what happens if that index goes into
negative?
2%.
2%.
What's our average increase been year over year?
I don't think there's been one built in. We haven't.
Well, we do have a formula, and it's a pretty complicated formula.
What has it been coming out to every year?
I don't have that information.
Can I speak?
Absolutely.
Last 30 years, though, what was the famous
one? Come on up and grab the mic, Anthony. This is Anthony with Veolia. He's the answer man.
So, the last 3 years after COVID.
You're good.
The last 3 years after COVID, the lowest we've seen is about 4.1, 4.5 the year after, and this year it looks like it's right under 5.
And that's with the complicated formula that we currently have. Which is difficult for everybody to understand, probably, but that is happening on a yearly basis. There are increases been built into your contract.
Right.
And so we're not catching up to anything.
Right. Not yet. So what we did, I had a discussion with Mike my first year here, and because we were so close to COVID and everything that happened from that, every inflation just skyrocketed.
Yeah.
We didn't feel comfortable coming at the town saying, hey, you know, we were hopeful that over the years after COVID it would start coming back down a little, back to some normal. was prior to COVID, 30% was pretty common.
Well, there is some catching up, because if we go back to Andy's initial comments, and you can stay there, Andy. It looks like that's about an 18% increase they're asking for. Is that about right? If I did my quick numbers on that, 1.8 to 2.1, about 18%. 10% would be 180. Yeah, it's about 18%, 17 to 18%. So there is some catching up there. I interrupted you. Are you done? I want to acknowledge at this point, there have been a lot of changes since 2016. You threw that data out of surprise. Things that haven't happened, no offense, Anthony, don't take any offense. Plant one was never maintained the way it was agreed to in our contract. It was let go by prior staff, not Anthony, but prior managers. They probably just should have come to us and said, this isn't a stupid, we're not gonna pretend we're maintaining this anymore. So when we look at that number, we need to look at, first of all, eliminating plant one from their contract, really, except for weed abatement. There's really nothing going on over there right now. There's some works that run through there, some head works that run through there, but nothing that they have to maintain with regards to ox ditches and clarifiers and anything else. Current permits. So that's a big change. Denitrification, another ox ditch. We should get a credit back for those grant funds. And also we added a well. Actually, since 2016, we've added two wells, 7 and 8. So there has been an increase in infrastructure. When we analyze that, I just want to acknowledge from the committee that we are aware that there have been some changes that have not been addressed for years. And I can understand why Veolia wants to address this. Are you increasing your staff?
Yes. So one of the things that is easy to get confused with why we're asking for what we're asking is it's not an even from plant one to the denied assets. We did take into account what it costs us to operate plant one when we calculated the denied assets. The biggest labor increase is because of the biosolids processing at plant two now.
Yeah.
We're having a hard time keeping up. And that's just to keep up with the plant itself, not get rid of the rest of what's accumulated in plant two. And so that is heavy labor driven because biosolids loading with plant two is extremely high. And it's only getting worse as the time grows. Right now, we don't have an alternative to get rid of those solids without labor. So that's a big portion of it. The other is the additional treatment and things like that are going on at plant two that plant one never had. And so there's a big portion of that that's not just asset for asset.
I don't in any way find the request to be out of line. I'm not saying quantity-wise, but the request itself. I will say that you have this unbelievable ability to throw monkey wrenches into things. And I think that maybe we should, as we are going to, although we're probably going to have to build another plant in the future for zucchini, but maybe we should be looking at another way to process our waste, and maybe we need to get away from the sheds and the machines at some point. The sheds and the mules.
Oh.
Yeah, and so it may be time for us to address that if we're having that much, and it's that labor intensive. I know you guys are probably ahead of the game, but you're bringing it up just brings it to our minds, and so let's start hearing a little bit about that, okay? I'm sorry, now, thank you. Andy, go ahead.
So continuing on through the agreement, one of the things that they are asking for is meeting that we are not in agreement with at a staff level is the reference to well 8 in the assets, because it has the Veolia's position is that it has not been built and that it has changed from the initial understanding of what well 8 was going to be into now in more of a treatment process than just a simple well. So they're asking to delete it. We're continuing to maintain that. It should remain on the asset list because that is a part of what the town's plan infrastructure is going to be. And so.
I'm a little confused by that. I mean, how can we have Veolia be our water manager and not
well, handle? Their position is that it's not built and that it's not contemplated as, or it's not the same thing as what it was going to be. It was going to be a well, not a treatment facility. Now it's a treatment facility. Whether that's true or false,
I don't know.
That's what the contention is right now.
Probably somewhere in the chronological order of things, that might have been the discussion, but it never was voted on as a single source. It was never voted on as a contributory well and pumped to Newport, because we knew that this wasn't going to happen. So from my perspective anyway, that once we started to get in the weeds about well A, it was immediately decided and brought to us by staff that be a standalone problem. So I, like I said, I don't know.
But we're recommending that it remain on the asset.
Yes.
So that's been the position, and we haven't gotten a comment or agreement from Veolia to have it remain on there.
That's fine.
So that's going to be, that's one of the elements that we're utilizing LMS to, to comment on as our water.
So we'll entrust staff and legal to have these negotiations with Veolia, understanding. I'm just making my comments the way I understand it. So when you come to me and say, well, this is what happened, I don't understand it that way. So I'm just making a comment as it comes across.
Right, and I've also indicated to Veolia's legal that I sent them the document with all of our comments on it and indicated that this is not a done deal. We're sending this to you so that we can continue this negotiation at staff level, but we are bringing this to our wastewater committee, and we have plans to bring it to our board once we reach consensus. So we should be able to do that before the next board meeting, which is on the 15th.
You just answered my next question. Like, how long is the negotiation?
What I'm targeting is the meeting of the 15th, and I've made that known to Scott, who's their legal.
I imagine we're both anxious to get this signed.
Well, Veolia has been at the outset of this very early, so it's if anything, it's probably the town and our staff has been the ones that have been discussing it internally.
Well, we're small staff.
The last thing is another thing that staff's discussing, which I don't think is a point of contention, but it's going to be something that we're going to have to understand between two parties, which is sharing of information for the town's GIS and then Veolia's CMSS for their data system for all of the data that goes along with the from this data. But it's proprietary information. So what we're trying to do is implement a GIS for our staff so that we can understand and know call outs and staff call out to the various elements of the system. They can pull it up on whatever device they're using. See history on whatever it is that they're working on. And that's just going to involve sharing information. I don't think that's going to be an issue. I think that there's already been a good amount of information sharing, but that has been, there was a little bit of concern from our technical staff that we want to make sure that that's going to continue. Aside from that, that's what the amendment is going to do. It's not going to change the term of the agreement. All it's going to do is change all of those provisions.
So once it goes to the board and it's approved or not approved, when does it go into effect?
It will go into effect immediately thereafter.
Okay.
No retroactive.
No, it'll be before.
I think it was a deadline.
No deadline.
So negotiations are moving along amicably.
Yes, very much so.
Okay, very good. That's important because it is a good relationship. Yeah. Even though their turnover at higher levels is probably greater than ours just because there's such a large. Their way of doing business is kind of remain the same, so that's good. Okay. Is that the end of that item?
That's all I have to report.
Andy, that's a lot for you. excuse me. Choking myself up. All right, public comment on item E2. Nothing? Okay. E3. Staff wants a day off to celebrate the birth of our country, so I think that I do too. So it's going to make it very difficult for them, obviously, to put together the information they need to prepare for that meeting. So, do you understand? Okay, so.
It's going to be before tonight.
Okay, so we understand and agree on that, and then that's it. We're done.